Country Club FM.
Call to order for the Bob Almanac, including an Almanac quiz for the Thursday night tickets next week. Twin Cities Summer Jam presented by Mystic Lake Casino at Canterbury Park. Today's Almanac, it is Friday, July 12th. We passed a long time ago, the midway mark of the year. And so this first number is getting higher. The second number is getting lower. 193rd day of the year, 172. We have more than a 20-day separation between those two. It's tremendous. This date, 1870, the first rotary can opener with a cutting wheel, patented. Again, the Almanac, proud to be your program, highlighting all the important patents in human history. And here's the cutting wheel, patented by William W. Lyman, rotary can opener. Kind of funny, because that was the original one, the rotary can opener, and then everybody got electric can openers, and now at our house, maybe we just don't open enough cans anymore. Everything's either a pull top or something's plastic, but we have now the old manual one. We have the old manual one. How many people out there have manual ones? How many people have the old electric? You know, if you didn't clean the old electric one, it would get kind of gunky, would it not? You'd have to send that to the shop and get it cleaned. So 1870 on this date, that's your patent of the day, the rotary can opener. 1949, baseball owners decided, you know what, we should let our players know when they're getting close to the outfield fence. Because, well, ballparks were getting a little smaller by 1949. They weren't as cavernous, and they weren't like 500 feet where balls wouldn't even get to the wall and the fly. But they were getting a little smaller, and they decided, you know, we need a warning track. So 1949, the warning track was invented. Baseball owners agreed to use a warning track around the fences. 1949. You remember at the Metrodome when the warning track was rubber? Before they put in kind of the, it looks like sandpaper, the first few years it was like a black rubber. It was weird, and I'd like to ask the players from that era whether that was good. Could you tell the difference between the AstroTurf and that black kind of rubber track? We're going to move on to 1954.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just anyway.
Elvis Presley's first release, That's All Right, Mama. It was this date that he signed his first ever recording contract with Sun Records and Sam Phillips in Memphis. He was only 19. And he could finally quit that job as a truck driver. He was only 19. It's not like he drove truck for decades and then all of a sudden became a star. Wasn't there somebody who he performed live somewhere in Memphis and they told him, yeah, you should keep driving a truck? Great talent evaluator right there, right? So 1954, some Elvis history for you. Also 54, same day.
President Eisenhower's militant call for a grand plan to provide a modern controlled access highway system for safe, efficient transcontinental travel led to the passage of the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956.
This was the date where Eisenhower said, hey, let's have an interstate highway system. Let's get around a little bit faster. Just imagine driving around if we didn't have the interstates, having to drive through the state highways and U.S. highways with stoplights and things and city streets. And when President Eisenhower foresaw the interstate highway system, when he predicted it and pushed for it, did he ever think that he would see a woman with two children in an inflatable pool on top of their car driving on said interstate system? Probably not. That was 1954. In 60, we had a classic toy make its debut.
Ohio, it should get a magical drawing toy.
It was magic, and the only way to figure out how that magic worked, of course, was to open the thing up. And then it was wrecked, and then you had to ask Santa for a new one. It's the first Etch-A-Sketch going on sale this day, 1960. Please tell me that they still make those, and they still sell them, and that children still enjoy them and aren't just doing stuff on iPads and tablets. Etch-A-Sketch, 1960. 1976, this show debuted.
We have got a marvelous show for you, and I just want you to enjoy it. We have two families going to come out, battle each other, and try and win a lot of money, and a lot of money can be won. Will you join me, please, and welcome the very first family, the Mosley family?
Yeah, the very first family, the very first Family Feud. It debuted on ABC, Richard Dawson. All due respects to Harvey and Richard Karn and Louis Anderson, the guy from Seinfeld, Jay Peterman, Ray Combs. My Family Feud host forever will be Richard Dawson. Of course, he's no longer with us. But that was this date, 1976. In 79, things got out of hand at Comiskey Park.
Between games at tonight's doubleheader, a local disc jockey blew up disco records in center field, and a crowd responded by rushing the field. Police moved in, and it took them a considerable
time. It got ugly.
A bonfire had been built in the middle of center field.
It's a fire. And they were ripping up turf around the home plate area and pitcher's mound. Please tell me that they didn't burn any KC and the Sunshine Band albums. Please. I'm sure they did. Anything was game. 1979. Yeah, it was a DJ, radio DJ. Us, these DJs and air personalities doing what we do best, cause mayhem. In fact, the White Sox, they had to cancel the second game. Then they had to eventually forfeit the second game of the doubleheader against the Detroit Tigers at Comiskey Park. A day that will certainly live in infamy, 1979. 84, this was historic.
A response to the choice of Geraldine Ferraro is definitely upbeat. Women represent about 52% of the U.S. population. And Democratic State Chairman John Livengood says they've been neglected by the major parties for too long.
So this was a big day. Walter Mondale announced that he had chosen Geraldine A. Ferraro to be his running mate as the vice president, first woman to run for the vice presidency on a major party ticket. Again, they did get their lunch handed to them by the Reagan-Bush ticket in 84, but still it was significant. That was 1984. And as far as retirement press conferences go, this one was as emotional as any.
But now it's time for me to close the chapter on this book in baseball and go on with the part two of my life. It's going to be all right. Curry Puck is going to be all right. Don't worry about me. I can't.
That was 1996.
Say thanks enough to everybody that prayed for me. And I want to tell the little kids to pray all the time that just because I can't see doesn't mean that God doesn't answer prayers.
Kirby Puckett addressing the media, fans, former teammates, current Twins that were in the audience, Tom Kelly getting misty as well. It was emotional. He had to give up playing baseball. He had several years left in him, I thought. He could have played a few more years, but because of glaucoma, he had to retire. This date from the Minnesota Twins. I remember listening to that on the radio and where I was when I heard that Kirby Puckett had to officially retire this date. Now, we'd all hope that he'd be able to recover, but it was found, basically, they came to the conclusion that he couldn't. 1996, and then a year ago.
This man hasn't cut his nails since 1952, but he's about to.
Yeah, this guy, the Guinness Book of World Records guy with the longest fingernails, they finally cut him. Listen to that. Yeah, when you cut those fingernails, you don't use just a regular fingernail clipper. You have to bring in a Dremel tool. I'm surprised they didn't use a chainsaw. But this guy, since 1952, it says here that his nails measured 909 centimeters. 909 centimeters. If I do the math, is that almost 30 feet? Somebody out there do the conversion. Oh, you know what? Virtual Neil. You can help us out with that.
I'll look that up.
All right. Forgot all about Virtual Neil. We had Real Life Neil earlier.
Huh?
Yeah, Real Life Neil.
Huh? Hmm.
So that happened this date. The guy chopped off his fingernails. And if you're wondering if you know anything about this guy, Sridhar Sharal from India, after 66 years, he didn't have both hands. He had one hand that he would trim that he could use, but the other hand, that was for record purposes and demonstrations. He probably made a pretty good life making appearances showing off his fingernails. But he cut them off. It was time. It was time. That was 2018. Birthdays now today. Bill Cosby is 82. Bill Cosby is a tough person here when it comes to the birthdays because it's hard to deny how much he made us laugh, how good he was, how funny he was, how good he was on The Cosby Show, and obviously Fat Albert, hey, 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 you know, that whole thing. But then it's hard to deny what he did and what he was convicted for. And because of that, no audio for Bill Cosby. 82 today for Bill Cosby, doing time. He can be released in about 2 years, 2021.
Ooh, I got a love. I got somebody's love. Got a hold on me.
Christine McVie, you had Fleetwood, you had Mac, John and Christine McVie, the Mac of Fleetwood Mac. Christine McVie, 76 today. This is her solo hit. 76 today. I'm sure Richard Simmons probably sweated to that song.
This is my brand new aerobic workout tape, Sweating to the Oldies. And if you don't like having fun, well, you best not come in here. Whoa!
Sweating to the Jigglies. I mean, Sweating to the Oldies. Richard Simmons, 71. He kind of disappeared from public life. I don't know if he's reemerged or not. People thought he was dead. And heard from him for years. He was always entertaining on Letterman. He's 71.
My secrets to reveal. For you are a magnet, and I am Steve.
Walter Egan called on, speaking of Fleetwood Mac, called on Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham to help him out with this song. Huge hit from the 80s, maybe in late 70s, 1948. Walter Egan born. He's 71. Happy birthday today. She was one of the angels.
Well, I'm here. It's me.
Who?
Chris. Chris Monroe.
Cheryl Ladd, 68. She was Chris Monroe. She was the sister on TV of Farrah Fawcett. She came in to replace Farrah Fawcett. Charlie's Angels. She's 68 today. They have a new Charlie's Angels movie, and I'm going to tell the people that are making that movie, if Kate Jackson isn't in it, it's not Charlie's Angels. I just want to break that to you. Charlie Ladd, Cheryl Ladd, if you will. They call her Sherry sometimes. Cheryl Ladd, 68 today. You remember this commercial?
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl.
So
Mr. Owl,
the young boy's voice in this ad.
The Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop.
Buddy Foster is 62 today. What's significant about Buddy, he's the older sister, or excuse me, the older brother. His sister is Jodie Foster. And how are Jodie and Buddy getting along these days? Well, this is what Jodie said about her brother Buddy's book. It was a cheap cry for attention and money, filled with hazy recollections, fantasies, and borrowed press releases. Buddy's done nothing but break our mother's heart his whole life, end quote. Jodie and Buddy not getting along, but her brother Buddy Foster finding out that it takes three licks to get to the center. It's a Buddy Foster, 62. Christy Yamaguchi, 48, the gold medal winter Olympic figure skater, 48 today, winner of Dancing with the Stars, and married to a Minnesotan. Hockey player Brett Hedekin, North St. Paul, St. Cloud State, Stanley Cup champion. Christy Yamaguchi, not a Stanley Cup champion, but she's married to one. She's 48 today.
All I'm saying is Daddy works really hard and nothing here is cheap.
Except you.
Believe me, I'm not cheap.
Fine. Free, whatever.
That's Topher Grace from That 70s Show, 41. Gone But Not Forgotten today. Again, quiz for the Summer Jam tickets. Stay tuned for that. Henry David Thoreau, the writer, written many great, great works. 1817 for Henry David Thoreau. George Eastman invented the Kodak camera and the flexible roll film Where Would We Be? 1854. Where would we be but without the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein? Oscar Hammerstein, born this date, 1895. Uncle Milty.
You're very wonderful, and let me know where you're working so I'll go and laugh at you. Before I go any further, the girl who catches the lucky bouquet is going to be the next bride. Mother, will you put down your hands?
There he is, and yes, he is. He's dressed in a dress. It's Uncle Milty. It's Mr. Television. Crime went way down. In fact, there's almost no crime when he was on television. And restaurants and businesses would close because nobody was out. They were all watching the man who pretty much got television going, Milton Berle, born this date, 1908. Let's also go Curly Joe. Curly Joe, one of the Three Stooges. Curly Joe Derita. He was the last one to pass away. He wasn't the real Curly, but he was the replacement Curly after the first Curly had health issues, eventually passed away. Curly Joe Derita, 1901. Eddie LeBec, a.k.a. Jay Thomas. He was on Cheers. He was a mascot. He got run over by a Zamboni. He married Carla. Jay Thomas, he passed away way too young. Born on this date, 1948. And from Kiss, Eric Carr, who replaced Peter Criss. And then re-recorded Peter Criss's vocals for Beth for the Greatest Hits package that Kiss did. Eric Carr, 1950, and Neil Watt, they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
All right, let's do the Bob Almanac Cheater. Quiz.
Cheater.
Are you saying that people cheat on the Almanac quiz?
Cheater.
Well, we'll wait and see. Here is your question today. It's for the Twin Cities Summer Jam tickets Thursday night at Canterbury Park. This date on 1870, William W. Lyman patented something that he invented. What was it? What was that patent that we talked about at 1870 this date? It was something that was patented. I'm sure we've all used one. William W. Lyman, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Call now. First caller with the correct answer wins Twin City Summer Jam Thursday night tickets for next week.
All you need for summer. KGD.